Good morning, everyone. I'm Jane Humberstone. I'm with Alberta Economic Development and Trade. Sometimes I think government departments aren't always known for what they do in the background, but that's really where we play most of the time, is in the background. So over the last couple of years, Jessica and myself have been involved in something called the Clean Tech Roadmap, which is really looking at what are Alberta's strengths and what are the opportunities around clean tech and the growth of the sector in the province. Following on that, we are also involved in creation of the Climate Change Innovation and Technology Framework, which was the foundation for a lot of the funding that is now coming out and accessible by clean tech companies. So I'm going to highlight a couple of the things that are a little more visible from our department, and that's our capital investment tax credit. This is a tax credit that came out over the last year and a half, and it's specifically targeting companies involved in manufacturing, processing, and tourism infrastructure, and it provides support for large-scale capital investments greater than $1 million. So for larger scale-up clean tech initiatives, this is a tax credit program that is available to you. The Alberta Investor Tax Credit really targets that technology-oriented business, and so it provides a 30% tax credit for eligible investments in R&D and commercialization, interactive digital media, and visual effects and digital animation. So that's another new initiative that came out that's specifically targeted towards companies. And then the Alberta Export Expansion Program. This is something that some of my trade colleagues I see in the room, they'll be speaking about later in the export panel. But this is another initiative that is enabling companies to go beyond markets like the U.S. to try a new market and get a little bit of extra support to offset the cost of trying a new market for your product. Something that my team is very heavily involved in, I'm on the science innovation side of the department, and we really look at the ways to enable technology collaboration opportunities, whether it's within the province or interjurisdictionally. And so I've highlighted our International Technology Partnerships Program. It's not something that we deliver directly through the department. We actually work through our partners at the German-Canadian Center of Innovation and Research, Caitlin over there, on the Alberta-Europe International Tech Collaboration. And then we also work through Alberta Innovates to provide support for the Alberta China, Alberta Zhejiang, and also Alberta Jalisco, which is in Mexico, technology collaboration partnerships. And these are partnerships that enable companies that are working on technology-based projects at the pre-commercial stage to collaborate with an SME, a small, medium-sized enterprise, or a research institution in another jurisdiction. You partner on that development. It's pre-trade, I would say, and it's a cost-effective opportunity for that collaboration. Alberta government provides some funding support towards that. Oftentimes, the jurisdiction on the other side provides support to the partner on that side. So it's de-risking that opportunity for you to develop those technologies collaboratively and start to build your network for global export down the road. And then this one is near and dear to my heart and Jessica's heart. This is something that we've been working on over the last 9 months or so, and it just launched. It's GreenSTEM, and this is one of the Climate Change Innovation Technology Framework initiatives that is funded through the Carbon Levy, and it's targeting master's and PhD graduates from STEM disciplines who want to pursue entrepreneurship as a career choice, de-risking, again, working collaboratively with the Universities of Calgary, Alberta, and Lethbridge to deliver this program over the next 2 years. And I'll be speaking a little bit more about this initiative this afternoon in the We've Got Talent panel. I'm happy to chat with you later today or over at table 2 after this session. Thank you very much.